There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that host and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to have you with us live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live every single Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. And then on the Great Biz Television Network, they actually turn it right around. You can see the whole show back-to-back in great cities like Los Angeles, like New York City, and 32 other cities across the country, including seven brand-new markets, Orlando, Tampa, a couple of others that launched last week. And very, very shortly, we will be on some 200, I believe, additional cable networks that we're about to come into an agreement with. That's going to be fantastic. So we're just couldn't be more excited than to be with you every single week. Now, we've got Stephen Baldwin back for at least the beginning of the second hour. We're taking bets internally on how long his eyelids actually stay open. Now, if he had some Indian energy drink while we were in the break, I'm not sure. But now you're in Malaysia and you're in Kuala Lumpur and you're there for the Bollywood equivalent of the Academy Awards, and you're just having a good time.
Well, yeah, and trying to celebrate my 25th wedding anniversary.
That's the most important thing right there.
Yes, sir. And I mean, literally 20 seconds ago, I'm walking as I talk to you using this fabulous technology here. And some woman and her son just came up to me now 30 seconds ago, and they kind of did a hand gesture. Can we take a picture with you? So while you were talking, before I started talking, I just did a quick little photo op with somebody. I'm multitasking over here, Kevin.
Well, of course you are, and that's the thing about you. You're the Baldwin brother that never turns down an autograph picture or a handshake if somebody wants to come up and say hi to you. Well, yeah, you've been on the road. Have you stayed up to date on the Duggar controversy?
Well, thank you for asking that, and kind of, sort of, you know, I told you, Kevin, I make this joke with you through the years of our friendship and partnership with Extreme Media and Baldwin McCullough. I really only pretend to like you. I'm not intelligent, so what I do is surround myself with people who are, so I can get this information. I'm just kidding. but no, I kind of sort of know what happened.
Yeah.
Apparently this, that, and how that was embarrassing to certain individuals politically, this, that, the other thing. But the finer details of it, I'm not sure. I haven't had time. I've been running,
sure,
you know, from Jordan to Malaysia here. I haven't had time to really sit down and get any of the more specific details.
Yeah, well, Megyn Kelly had the Duggars on this week, and you know, did the full blown interview. There was some previously unknown stuff in there, but I was just you know, you're the father of daughters. And sexual molestation and anything remotely close to it is always a touchy thing for fathers who do have daughters. And, you know, I'm kind of in a weird situation because I've had family members on both sides of a similar encounter where I had a family relative who was touched by someone inappropriately, actually someone that was part of a church.
And then I had a family relative that did the touching of someone else, and so it was, and it wasn't the same situation. So it was seeing it from both sides and trying to help the victims and also try to reform the people that do it. It's a challenging thing. I guess the thing that I've been a little frustrated by is that it seems pretty apparent to me that In Touch Weekly had no impetus for doing this. Other than just to hurt the Duggars. There was no new victim. There's been no one new that's come forward and said this happened again or he reapproached me or anything remotely close to that. They just were going through the trash and found, you know, this embarrassing, horrible experience from their family from, you know, 12, 15 years ago and decided to go public with it, creating, breaking Arkansas law in getting sealed minor records of minors, particularly the victims, revealed through a Freedom of Information Act, which they're not required to do under Arkansas state law. That was something else that Megyn Kelly uncovered this week. But it's a sad thing because this is a family that has never attempted to be perfect, but they wanna try to honor the God that they love, and the series of events that this all took the sequence of in Josh's life at that time eventually led him to a personal faith, and you know, he's the father of three small kids now, and it's I've actually had some religious friends, some Christian friends on Facebook argue that he should have his kids taken away and be sent to jail because of something he did when he was 13 and 14 years old. And I was just wondering if you had any additional thoughts or any interactions with, because even the Palins weighed in on it this week and said, hey, how come you're going after this family, but Lena Dunham just gets her show re-upped, and she basically said in her book that she was a sex predator to her younger sister. How on earth is that fair? And, you know, you would expect Sarah and Bristol both to be fairly strong-worded in how they did it, and that's exactly what their statement was like.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
No, I don't know if we're coming up on a break, but it's like that expression, throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Here you have this family who, like the Kardashians, they just happen to have a dynamic and an existence and a reality, no pun intended, that now has interestingly stumbled into the success that their family has with this reality show and programming and so on and so forth. And, you know, I agree with you. It is completely unfortunate that this, you know, bit of news now, which is horrible. There's no, you know, you and I are similar in our common sense logic, and it's terrible. It's awful. It's, you know, yes, I have daughters, and, you know, it's a sad reality that this is what it is. But I want to back up for a second, and you said, what magazine was it that dug this up?
In Touch Weekly.
Yeah, which is, I mean, you know, I'm not afraid to say it, but, you know, that's basically an Inquirer in its own right.
Yeah, no. Really, they know that they're the garbage heap of journalism. They take pride in that. That's how they sell
right.
copies.
Right.
But they've
right.
ruined good so, people's you know, lives cool in the process of it, including the victims that were originally victimized 10 years ago. They're saying the girls that have identified themselves are saying, we've been victimized far more in this experience over the last 2 weeks than we ever were 12 years ago, because they admitted at the time they didn't even know that he had done it because it was largely in their sleep when it had occurred. So awkward, certainly immoral, never appropriate, et cetera, but they didn't walk around with, like, these traumatized memories of, you know, someone coming into their room. They found out that it happened, and, you know, then they're, you know, but now this has been, let's embarrass and kill everybody in your family in the public to the degree that you know, and now you're being outed as having been a victim of this, which is why they seal juvenile records, which is why they protect the victims' identities. They don't want them to continue to suffer from these types of problems down the road. And the police chief and the city attorney that did this, I think, are looking at a big fat lawsuit coming their way soon.
Well, you know, that's, who knows? And, you know, Kevin, it's just a product of the culture now, you know. In Touch, you know, is just doing what they need to do. Their job is to sell magazines.
Yeah.
Whether it's truth or not or this. I mean, if you, paying for the Wonder Bread coming out of the supermarket, I'll see that magazine on the rack, and I almost never buy it, with the exception sometimes of maybe some photography in it or some images that I've, you know, fashioned, you know, what somebody wore somewhere or something.
Sure.
I might buy it for that reason. But I'll tell you right now, and I was just talking about this in a conversation with some fun folks in Malaysia. Now that we live in this fast-tracked smartphone, soundbite, app world of everything
hold that thought.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So glad you're with us. Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. That's the shot of the Chrysler Building. Fairly familiar if you're around New York, but if you're in Dallas or Los Angeles or any of those places tonight, some 44 great cities that Baldwin McCullough reaches now through the Biz TV network, and we're so grateful for the good folks at Biz TV, and also great radio stations from coast to coast. And Stephen Baldwin has been away from the studio on the microphone for so much of this year that even when we get him by telephone, it's just fun to get caught up on everything. But Stephen, we were going to talk about topics, but I wanted you to finish your thought about the In Touch Weekly, because you were building up to a crescendo and then the computer cut us off. So finish that sentence you were going to end with before we went to break.
Sure. What I was saying was, you know, in this culture now globally, but much more so in the U.S., in this culture of smartphone soundbites, you know, everything's an app now. I was describing this in a conversation last night to someone, an executive fellow, kind of a CEO guy, that we were having a cultural, sociological conversation. And I said to this guy, it's interesting, even in my 25 years of working in Hollywood, I said, it seems to me now, even the upper brass, even the decision makers, the head administration guys of some big companies that I've interacted with, now the logic or the thought process is, you know, hey, just tell me what I need to know in 10 seconds, because I'm in a hurry and I got to make decisions, you know, that are about advancing this company and improving the stock and moving it forward. And it's kind of scary, Kevin, that, you know, you see, you know, people crashing their cars because they're texting too much, and everybody wants everything more and faster and quicker. And it's a great deception, because really some of the coolest people, and I don't mean to segue and compliment you on this, but the way you have built our company and what you're doing is kind of in that thoughtful, old school, methodic, you know, in a way where you stop and consider what it is you want to do and what's best for the company and your family and things like that. That whole ideology is being lost.
Yeah.
And the history for future generations that are coming right now, the next two and three generations, you know, they don't care about what's already happened. They want the app of the future. What gets me more? What gets me there quicker? What makes me more money faster, easier, things like that? It's just, you know, this is all the end result of a vacuum of thinking that, back to that magazine we were talking about, like, you know, people just, there's a slow erosion of all of our moralness as a result of this advancement of technology, which a lot of it is used for good, but it's really eroding our humanity in such a way.
Oh, no
that,
question.
Causing. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, there's no question about it. I mean, this story, particularly as it relates to the Duggars, one of the least humane stories I've seen, because they just don't care about what happened to the girls. The fact that the girls' identities were all revealed was really, I don't know. There's a lot of people that have a lot of strong feelings about it, but at the end of the day, I think the priority should be you protect the victims first and foremost, and that's the last people that got protected. In fact, they've been re-victimized. But speaking of the moral swing, You sent us something before the show tonight from Russell Brand, and I think that that Nick's got it ready to play if it's airable. But why did you find this story? What was it about this story that it's 6 minutes. We're not going to play the whole thing. What was it about what Russell Brand said that was so intriguing to you?
Well, in my book, The Unusual Suspect, which depicts my biography.
Tells your story.
Growing up Baldwin and my, my story of my conversion to born-again Christianity, which I make the joke quite often, nobody can't believe more than me, but praise God. For me, when a guy like me has a certain experience that causes a certain, reaction to life, when a guy like Russell Brand gets on and has this rant that's kind of it's absolutely anti-pornography, and he's considered to be a pretty wacky guy with some crazy opinions, I just found it fascinating. And some of the things that are his opinions and perceptions in this anti-pornography rant are absolutely amazing, and I just found it to be interesting that again, here's an example of somebody who you kind of sort of thought would be, pro individual rights and freedoms, and you can do what you want, wherever you want or within the confinements of your own home, et cetera, et cetera. I just thought it was fascinating that Russell Brand was coming out with an anti-pornography rant.
Yeah, well, and he probably wouldn't be on the top of anybody's list of groups that would think that he would be against porn. I mean, because he's lived a pretty spicy life. He was with Katy Perry for all those years, and he was with her when there was the whole "I kissed a girl and I liked it" thing came and went. And I get the feeling he hasn't lived a very chaste life, probably personally himself. I could be completely wrong, but I'm just guessing. But it's interesting if he's observed that there's some significant side effects to this this substance in the culture, that at least he's honest enough to say, hey, that's not good. We need to be done with that. That is very interesting. That's very telling. Well, I've got this other story tonight, and I'd love to take some calls on this, 888-340-3373. I don't know if you saw the news, but we touched on it last week briefly, Stephen, for a little bit, but in the state of Texas, the state approved last week the right for college campuses to become open carry places. So students that already qualify for gun licensing in the state of Texas, whether it's concealed or open, will now be allowed to carry on campus, even in plain daylight, to and from classes, especially late night, coming back from the library, a little 5'1" blonde freshman girl. She gets accosted by, big 6'8" guy that plays for the football team. She's going to be able to have a little Glock in her purse and take care of business if something goes bad. It's interesting because that got into a really dynamic discussion with a lot of folks on and off the air over the course of this last week. Then I see this story tonight. In Idaho, there's a school district that decided instead of hiring security officers, they bought a batch of guns for the school, and they're going to train several of the employees, like a janitor, four teachers, two of the principals, how to shoot them, and they're going to keep them on campus. And the rationale for why they've done this is because it takes the police on average 45 minutes to get all the way out to where this remote school is. There's like 300 students, they're all in one building, but they're so scared to death of being vulnerable if something was to come about that they figured that they're going to go about this. Would love Stephen's thoughts on that and take your thoughts on them as well. This is a good idea, this school buying guns instead of getting security officers. 888-340-3373.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Follow McCullough Live if you're watching by way of Biz TV. That's a live shot of Times Square. Busy night in Manhattan tonight, and the beautiful, beautiful day. Perfect day for the running of the Belmont Stakes. First Triple Crown winner in 40 years. And a faster Triple Crown finish than the last two Triple Crown winners. So this is a pretty amazing horse that did this. American Pharoah, the name of it. And no, that's not the president's nickname. I know a lot of people wondered, was the horse named after our president? And I'll just leave that sitting right there where it is. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stephen Baldwin is with us tonight. He's in Kuala Lumpur. We've had a good phone connection for the full 2 hours tonight, and he's doing surprisingly well with his energy, so we're glad he's here. But this school in Idaho, they're 45 minutes from the closest law enforcement that can get to them, And they realize they're sitting ducks out in the middle of nowhere with 300 students and, you know, teachers and so forth. And so the idea that they could in some way provide security for their school, they needed to examine. And they decided instead of hiring a security guard, they could arm many people on the campus of the school, get them the right training, teach them how to use the guns properly and to shoot regularly. And they decided, the school board decided to vote along those lines instead of buying or, you know, paying for one or two salaries. Your thoughts on this as we talk about it, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go, Stephen, let me get your idea on this first before Gino and Ralph have a chance to say hi to you. But your thoughts about the school in Idaho.
Oh, please, Brother Kevin, let me have an opinion before Gino and Ralph. Love you, Gino. See, now I could really have fun, Kevin. I could just.
Well, he's going to be on with you in a second. I wouldn't do whatever. I wouldn't go too nutty because he'll be on with you in just a second. So.
I know. We love Gino and we love Ralph. I would say, and you know me, Kevin. I'm kind of a uniquely abstract, common sense thinker. Yes and amen to the fact that these guys are on the average 45 minutes away from any police response slash help. That just makes sense when we see statistically, you know, with every new year that comes, more of these types of situations going on. In addition to that, now this kind of rogue terrorist attack kind of dynamic we see occurring that could pop up literally, and this isn't being paranoid, literally anywhere, anytime, any place.
Right.
Somebody could pop up and do something crazy. So, yes.
Well, and here's the other thing that is not being discussed in this story, but Idaho and Montana have been two of the recipients where the Obama administration has sent large number of Somalian refugees, Syrian refugees, and Iraq refugees that have made it to the U.S. They're sending a lot of people, and there's some concern that maybe some not-so-nice people are slipping into these populations that are going into these areas. So I totally get it in terms of what they're doing by being on the lookout.
Sure.
Yeah.
And yes, and you're going to have a lot of people with a progressive perception that are going to turn around and say, hey, you know, you can't scan all these people. You can't sit them down for a day and ask them, who are you, where are you from, who's your uncle, who's, you know. A, there's no time to do it. It would cost too much money and blah, 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 blah. So that doesn't mean the solution is give everybody left and right all over the place a gun, you know, and people who are unqualified to carry them in order to respond to whatever situation. But it does make sense to now adjust culturally in a way that is relevant to security and safety for protecting the innocent. Yes, you know me, Kevin. I'm a gun guy.
Yeah.
I'm from New York. I lived in Arizona for 8 years. Both my kids were born there. I had a lot of weapons when I lived in Arizona because I was a gun enthusiast, and I still am, just because I think it's, as a sport, it's fun. So in that thought process, I say, yes, it makes a lot of sense on a common sense level to allow schools and certain members of the school to be trained and equipped and qualified to defend themselves and defend the innocent if any situation like that were to arise.
Yeah, I just find too many times when danger is only a minute away, the police end up being 5 to 10. And you know, I'm all for helping people be individually. And the only thing that really stops a bad guy with a gun is being outnumbered by good people with guns. I mean, that's a proven
right.
truth
and,
throughout
and,
history.
Yeah, and when you say that, it's people who, for whatever reason, are willing to pay that ultimate sacrifice, you know, jump on somebody with a gun and maybe get shot in the process. And if we didn't have, you know.
Okay, hold that thought, Stephen. We're coming back. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then.
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Live shot on Biz Television of Times Square. We're glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, and you, 888-340-3373. We're talking about a tiny school district in Idaho, far removed from law enforcement, according to the language on Fox News. They've purchased firearms and trained a handful of staff to use them, and that's in case they should face the same type of shooting rampage that has occurred in other places across the country. The Garden Valley School. It takes about 45 minutes for officers to reach the Garden Valley School District, a district made up of less than 300 students, all taught under the same building, where limited funds have prevented the school from being able to afford hiring police officers to patrol the building during the school hours. Police often request schools to help offset the costs of being stationed at a school if grants are not available. As a result, the school board approved this month purchasing guns to remain locked inside the school and train 6 employees to use the weapons in the event of an emergency. Wise or foolish decision for where you sit? 888-340-3373. Stephen Baldwin is in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Kevin McCullough here in New York. Let's go to line 2. Gino is calling from the Bronx on AM 970, our flagship radio station here in New York. Hi, Gino.
First of all, let me recommend to Stevie B so that he stays awake in between the breaks. He should put a little curry powder into his morning coffee. That'll keep him hopping and bopping for the next 3 or 4 hours. And when he's presenting the Bollywood Awards, maybe a little bit of saffron on his tongue, and that'll make him speak better. Now, as far as this Idaho thing, yeah, I know, you laugh it up. It's not that funny, but that's okay. Anyway, the point I made to your call screener was they should start with something simple. If they're going to have 6 people on the staff trained, let them train with a .38 caliber snub-nose revolver like I did, because revolvers don't misfire as much. You're not going to have an armed shootout at the OK Corral. And preferably, you show preference to anybody on the staff that has had either former military or former law enforcement experience.
Sure.
So they already have a working knowledge of the guns, not to mention they have to go through a classroom instruction like I did, and then the actual training on the range. Other than that, if they feel comfortable with giving these people 9mm, which I really recommend they don't, but anybody who has had the firearms experience, maybe they can graduate to a 9mm in time, or a .45 caliber for somebody who's had military training with that type of firearm. But as a general rule, I wouldn't particularly like to arm teachers, especially since some of them might be hidden Bolsheviks or leading a hostile revolution like the Stevie B wants to. So that would be my recommendation, and that's it, basically.
Based on what did you make that assessment of Stephen? How does he want to lead a Bolshevik revolution?
Well, he always talks about a hostile takeover, but he never calls me up to help me lead him that, because it would be so easy to take you out of the equation, and then it would just be me and Stevie B taking over the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some people, lesser men than you have tried, Gino.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I'm a better man than both of you, so that goes to what I was saying.
like every great American, Kevin, Gino is against any Bolshevik revolution until, you know, of course he can be like the vice president. Then, of course, he's all for it.
I got you. All right, Gino, thanks for the call. Good stuff.
Take care.
Saffron under the tongue tomorrow night, Stephen, when you're doing, or tonight. Well, it's tonight your time. It's tomorrow my time. Yeah, how is the future anyway? Is it a sunny day tomorrow? I want to know. Can you tell me? Can you fill me in?
It's a sunny day, brother, in more ways than one. But I won't get all preachy on you.
Okay, good.
But the thing about Kuala Lumpur is, and this is kind of a genetic thing within my family for the men. You get into like a high humidity environment, and we just start sweating like you can't believe.
Yes, you do.
So
I've been with you on the road enough to know.
Yeah, and my poor wife, you know, she's the best, and she's just tagging along with me here while I deal with the IFA situation, which is done tonight, and then we get 3 whole days, 4 whole days here in Kuala Lumpur to just kick back and relax. So I love you, Kevin, but don't call me. But it's beautiful here, but it's just the humidity's killer.
Sure. Well, you'll get past that. Let's go to line 3. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey, also listening to AM 970, The Answer in New York. Hi, Ralph.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Martinez's show. Good evening, Kevin. Now, you know, as the barking lady used to ask, what difference does it make? And, you know, we do know who that barking lady is, barking all over the place now in this election year. And in with regard to that situation in Idaho, you know, whether they put in place a security person or they would distribute the gun to a number of people or several people, the main objective here and the whole point that they're trying to you know to accomplish here is to make the school a safe and sound place.
Yeah.
You know, these folks from Idaho, they are not stupid. They know all too well what's going on in Baltimore and in other places where the cops are in the retreat, okay, or they had left a vacuum. Savages and animal has taken it over when the police officers are not there.
Well, we don't even have to go that far, Ralph. We don't even have to go to Baltimore. I mean, right here in New York, we've got murders up, unbelievable numbers, and we're not even halfway through the year yet. I mean, it's right here at home.
Right. I have an idea for a documentary film. I do not know who can pick up this idea of mine. The tentative working title for this documentary film would be A Day Without Police in America, Dateline Baltimore and Ferguson.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Mr. Martinez Show? Do you think we can pull off a documentary film like that?
Steven?
You know, Ralph, God bless America. We're free to do whatever we want. So I tell you what, statistically, the bare minimum to be able to create a document that makes the appropriate statement, soup to nuts, you know, A to Z, costs a minimum of about $500,000. So come on over to the offices of Extreme Media with that amount in cash in a briefcase, and Kevin and I will be more than happy to help you.
We'll get cameras on the street the next day. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ralph? I think Ralph went silent on us. Okay. Well,
I think he hung up.
Yeah. Crickets. All right. It's Baldwin McCullough. We're up against our final. We're on our final break. Coming right back with Stevie B from Kuala Lumpur, KMC right here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
It's Ball and McCullough live from New York, and tonight's broadcast has been underwritten in large measure by our friends at MyPillow.com. So grateful for Mike Lindell and the staff of MyPillow. They do everything they can to ensure that you're going to have a good night's sleep. And tonight is the final night that they're offering their half-price pillows for the college or high school grad in your household. You get two for the price of one. You should call them up at the phone number that I'm going to give you, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code either KMC or Stevie B, STVB. Either one of those will get you the 50% discount. But what a great gift to guarantee your grad a summer of great sleep, and then they take it off to college with them in the fall or into their new life. Wherever they head. Why MyPillow? Because quite simply, it's guaranteed to be the best night's sleep you're ever going to get. 60 days to test drive it, full money back, return if you don't like it for any reason. 10 years, they warranty the pillow that it won't go flat and will do what they say it will do. Otherwise, they'll replace it at no cost to you. And they were just named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And as you know, if you listen to this broadcast, both the Baldwin household and the McCullough household and the vast majority of our staff have all gotten my pillows and would swear by them now. We don't do anything without them, that's for sure. Please, if you're interested in getting a better night's sleep, if you are suffering from fibromyalgia, sleeplessness because of stiff neck, other things, it's the pillow, baby. It's the pillow. Get the interlocking fill on the inside of the pillow. It's different technology. Guaranteed you'll get to REM cycle sleep. Relax those cervical nerves. Get you relaxed. Get you the best sleep of your life. Guaranteed. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the promo code either KMC for Kevin McCullough or STVB, Stevie B, for Stephen Baldwin, and they will make sure that you get that 50% off everything in your cart. Stephen, final thoughts tonight before we say goodbye for another week. The outlook from where you sit is pretty good these days. Did we lose Stephen?
Well, no, I'm here, sir.
Okay, good.
What I was saying is I was wandering around for the last hour and 50 minutes here at the JW Marriott, Kuala Lumpur, and I will take a photo of what's in front of me right now. We can't talk about it now because it'll just be between me and you.
But okay.
You know the expression, to experience high tea?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm literally, because I woke up to do the show, only slept 2.5 hours, didn't have time for a cup of coffee or anything. I got a cup of coffee outside of a conference room 4 floors up to wake up to do the show. And now I'm sitting down in the lobby of this establishment, actually having a couple of potato chips and some tea so my blood sugar doesn't cause you to faint in the lobby of the hotel.
Well, in the final 10 seconds of the show, I can only wish that you have a great day and enjoy the awards tonight, and then enjoy that anniversary, and we'll talk to you next week.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.